Yeah, hi Ollie, you're right.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you. Knowing that you also called Ollie has helped answer my first question, as I know it's an important question for us both. Let's start by talking about you. How are you feeling physically ahead of this pre-season game?
Yeah, really good, mate. You know, we've been working hard, as you know, probably everybody else is saying the same thing, but I've got myself in really good shape and, you know, feeling ready to go for the season ahead.
How did you find the camp in Tenerife?
Yeah, I loved it. It was really good. I've actually only ever been away on one camp before, believe it or not, and that was my first ever one at Wigan. We went to America, so I thought, you know, I was living the dream, and I've not been away since. So, it was great to get away with the whole KR boys, and you know, it's a special week. You build, you know, relationships and some good memories there. So, you know, it was great for us and the team.
I know Willie Peters tends to work his players hard during pre-season. Was it as intense as you expected?
Yeah, it was. It was, you know, it was pretty similar to the stuff we was doing here. We probably upped it a little bit, but it was also good to get that warm weather training in. You know, you can do a lot more with the ball in hand and skill work and stuff like that. So, yeah, not much difference to what we was doing here, but obviously it's a bit better on a drier track, and having the sun on your back always helps as well.
Indeed, a bit jealous, to be honest with you. You've had a few months back in England now after your stint at Lee Leopards last season. How's it been?
Yeah, it's been great. I've settled in really well here. You know, I feel like I've been around the club for a lot longer than I actually have. And I think that's, you know, due to the, you know, the standards we have here. And obviously knowing a couple of the boys previously helped a little bit as well. But we've got a great culture here. And, you know, I've been really welcomed by the boys and the staff. And, you know, it's been brilliant.
Have you got any pelters for being at Lee last season?
I've not seen many of the fans yet. So, yeah, maybe I might get a few more from them. But nothing to be fair. Look, at the end of the day, it was just, you know, a decision what suited me and my family at the time. Obviously, I live close by to Lee, and we had a stuff going on off the field as well, which we needed to get back home for. So, yeah, look, it was great to play there. Got a lot of respect for that club, but you know, the end goal was, obviously, I was always coming here for 3 years and, you know, really looking forward to playing for them and representing this club now. And, you know, hopefully we can get some success off the back of it.
You mentioned the culture that you've come into at Hull KR. What have you made of the standards that have been set all across the board this season?
Just very high. Look, you know, the club obviously had a really great season last year, and, you know, you don't get them results without that hard work and effort. So, look, I knew with obviously speaking to Willie previously, the standards he has and what he sets, and, you know, it's something I've always lived by and trained by anyway. So, you know, it wasn't much of a difference for me coming in. It was an environment, you know, I like to work in, and yeah, like I said, it's been an easy transition.
And you come back to England following a spell over in Australia in the NRL. What did you learn from that you'll take back into Super League?
Yeah, I learned a lot about myself, really. You know, when things aren't going your way, you know, how do you get through those moments? And, you know, I had a bit of that over there. And, yeah, look, I've obviously got a couple of years older. I've been around some great players, some great coaches. So that only developed me as a player and as a person. So, you know, I'd like to come here now with a bit more knowledge, and I can pass it on to the younger boys coming through as well. And, yeah, look, I'm just excited to be back playing in Super League and you know, representing Hull Kingston Rovers.
And along with that, a two-time Super League winner with Wigan Warriors. With this team hoping to take the next step this season, how much do you feel your experience can help with that?
Yeah, look, we've got a lot of experience across the board here, and you know, that's only going to help us in you know, the roller coaster of the season, what we're about to start on. Yeah, look, I'd just like to, you know, help out any way I can, but probably more with my actions on the field. You know, I've just got to go out there and perform, you know, week in, week out for the club. And, you know, I'm sure the rest of the squad will follow that. And, you know, we'll see where we're at the end of the season.
At this moment in time, how close do you feel this team is to winning silverware?
Oh, look, it's, you know, it's not easy to do. We know that. But, you know, we've got a great squad here. You know, we've talked about the culture, everything we're doing, you know, we're doing the right way. I've obviously been a part of successful teams in the past. And, you know, there's no reason why this club can't get, you know, get them trophies and that silverware at the end of the year. So, you know, it's going to be an exciting year.
You've been doing a lot of work with Ryan Hall in training. How are you finding that relationship at the moment?
Yeah, it's great. I was lucky enough to play with him for Great Britain. Unluckily for me, it got cut short. I dislocated my shoulder then, but, you know, I've been in around the camp with him, and, you know, I think everybody loves Ryan Hall. It don't matter what team you play for. He's a phenomenal athlete, and you know, it's a privilege to play with him again this year. And yeah, just looking forward to, you know, building that partnership with him, and you know, having a good year.
And how much are you trying to sponge as much knowledge and expertise off of him as possible during this time?
Yeah, literally as much as I can. You know, like I said, I do feel quite experienced now, but like I said, with the players we also have in the team, it's just constantly learning day in, day out. And, you know, there's not much better than Ryan Hall. So, you know, it's going to be great developing me as a centre. And, yeah, I've got a lot of respect for Hawley, and I'm really looking forward to playing with him.
And you you touched on it at the start, some players that you've known well from previous clubs, one of which that you've talked about in the press is Joe Burgess. How much do you two feel you both have unfinished business after your last game together?
Yeah, it's quite funny, really. Our last game was, you know, the final at Saints in the COVID year. So it's great to have him here at the club. I know what he can bring. And yeah, it's crazy that, you know, we hopefully get the chance to play with each other this year. Look, he's a great addition to our squad. And again, one of them players with a lot of experience. So, you know, it helps with the best friends off the field as well. So that always is going to be good. But yeah, it's great to have him here, and you know, looking forward to that too.
Just finally from me, as an individual, what will you be trying to get out of this pre-season game against Leeds Rhinos?
Yeah, it's just good to get a few minutes in. You know, we're all going to be a bit rusty. We've not played for a while, but you know, the little things we've been working on, what Willie wants from us, you know, that's the main things really. But you know, just to get some fitness in the belt, and you know, the little areas we've been working on in pre-season, you know, just try and go out there and implement that into the game.
Ollie, thanks for your time.
No worries, mate. Thank you.
Ollie, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Not bad.
You've lost that tan already.
What's that, sorry?
You've lost that Tenerife tan already, I see.
Oh, it's long gone, mate. Long gone, unfortunately. Just two from me. We've just had Willie on, and he says he's not the biggest fan of pre-season friendlies. As a player who's had to play in a fair few of them, are you a fan of them, or are you getting it around one?
Depends how cold it is, but no, look, I think you definitely need one, at least one in there, you know, just get the body going, really, get used to that contact and that physicality. Obviously, we had the friendly last week where a lot of our youngsters played in, but, you know, it was great to be on the sidelines and watch them implement the things we've been doing in pre-season. But, yeah, you know, like I said, one, two at most, maybe. But, yeah, for us now, especially the senior boys, we know what to do. We know what's expected of us coming into round one. So it'll just be, you know, dust the cobwebs off and try and get, you know, firing round one.
And just finally, and my memory might be shocking you and I might be wrong, but when you're in your first year in the NRL, didn't Leeds come sniffing for like a mid-season thing?
Yeah, I think there was some talk, mate, around there, but, you know, there's all sorts of rumours going around at the time. But, you know, it's good to put all that to bed now and, you know, be at a club like Hull Kingston Rovers for 3 years. And, you know, I'm settled down here now and, you know, I'm just really looking forward to giving my best for the club.
Top man. Cheers, mate.
No worries, mate. Thank you.
Hey, Rolly. How are you doing?
Hey, mate. Good, thank you.
Good stuff. Yeah, just a couple of quick ones from me. It was obviously a bit of a strange one last season, coming over early, going up against Hull KR. But do you feel like that period will help you hit the ground running this year rather than have to get used to Super League again and what have you?
Yeah, definitely, mate. Obviously, I wasn't playing out there in the NRL. I was playing in the Cup, though, which, you know, is a good standard, but it's probably a bit off the Super League level. So it was just good for me to come home, and, you know, luckily I managed to play in some pretty big games for Lee there. And yeah, it was just good to be back home and, you know, back playing at a high level, which, you know, hopefully will step me in good for this season.
And now you're back in Super League. Are you looking to get back to that form that got you in the England and Great Britain sides?
Yeah, for sure, mate. Look, obviously I've had a couple of years away now and, you know, it's easy to forget, you know, what I can bring to the team. So for me, it's just, you know, get my head down, take each week as it comes and, you know, just get back to playing good rugby. And, you know, I'm sure I've got the players around me who can also bring me on. So, you know, it's going to be exciting times.
Because you didn't play as much as you would have liked in the NRL, have you almost come back with a bit of a point to prove?
Not really, mate. I'm not really too fussed what other people think. I'm just, you know, glad to be back in an environment where I'm happy and, you know, my family's happy. And, you're happy at work, you're going to be happy on the field, and I think that's when I perform best, is, you know, when I'm like that. So, you know, everything's going good now so far, so, yeah.
No, top man. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you, mate.
Sunday, enjoy it.
Thank you, mate. Cheers.